Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not very good at singing songs, but here's a try.
Bring back.
Live to see it, friends. You're listening to the Fast Forward Radio Archives on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Phil Bauermaster, and I'm pleased to welcome you to this really fun show that first aired October 14th, 2007. In this edition, Carl Hollowell and Matt Dewing join Stephen Gordon and myself for a discussion about why the future is so hard to get right, why it's so hard to predict, and why it's so hard to get those predictions right. And that week, we had two good sports analogies. There was an upset victory by Kentucky over LSU, which had Stephen a little upset. And we had Colorado on the verge of going to the World Series, which had me delighted. Neither of which were particularly predictable outcomes. And we talked a little bit about why those kinds of things are so hard to foresee. We talk about the fall of the Soviet Union and how so many experts failed to predict it, and how Peter Schwartz got it right, asking the very important question, how can Shell make money in natural gas? And they put together scenarios for how they could best make money on natural gas, and it ended up the most likely one was one where the Soviet Union collapsed, and they didn't have to drill for natural gas in the North Sea. We also have some fun talking about the mini-worlds hypothesis and quantum immortality. Now, I thought when I listened to this show, I'd have the chance to evaluate our predictions over time, take a look at those intervening 3 years and see how well our predictions came true. But throughout the course of the program, Stephen and I never made any predictions, which is pretty smart. Although right at the end, I do make the prediction that we should stop numbering the shows because there will be too many to count. It's interesting that I note that that was our 18th show, which means our first show is actually our 15th show. Anyway, the too many to count sounds more like prophecy than prediction, but I like it anyway. I like the sound of it. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll be back on live talking about future-focused developments that are bringing our understanding of the future more clearly into view. On Saturday evening, we'll be rebroadcasting part two of The World Transformed, and anti-aging experts Terry Grossman and Aubrey de Grey will join us to discuss the era of indefinite lifespan. I certainly hope you'll be able to join us for all of our upcoming programs. And until next time, live to see it. Live to see it, friends. You're listening to the Fast Forward Radio Archives on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Phil Bauermaster, and I'm pleased to welcome you to this really fun show that first aired October 14th, 2007. In this edition, Carl Hollowell and Matt Dewing join Stephen Gordon and myself for a discussion about why the future is so hard to get right, why it's so hard to predict, and why it's so hard to get those predictions right. And that week, we had two good sports analogies. There was an upset victory by Kentucky over LSU, which had Stephen a little upset. And we had Colorado on the verge of going to the World Series, which had me delighted, neither of which were particularly predictable outcomes. And we talked a little bit about why those kinds of things are so hard to foresee. We talk about the fall of the Soviet Union and how so many experts failed to predict it, and how Peter Schwartz got it right, asking the very important question, how can Shell make money in natural gas? And they put together scenarios for how they could best make money on natural gas, and it ended up the most likely one was one where the Soviet Union collapsed, and they didn't have to drill for natural gas in the North Sea. We also have some fun talking about the mini-worlds hypothesis and quantum immortality. Now, I thought when I listened to this show, I'd have the chance to evaluate our predictions over time, take a look at those intervening 3 years and see how well our predictions came true. But throughout the course of the program, Stephen and I never made any predictions, which is pretty smart. Although right at the end, I do make the prediction that we should stop numbering the shows because there will be too many to count. It's interesting that I note that that was our 18th show, which means our first show is actually our 15th show. Anyway, the too many to count sounds more like prophecy than prediction, but I like it anyway. I like the sound of it. Coming up on Wednesday, we'll be back on live talking about future-focused developments that are bringing our understanding of the future more clearly into view. On Saturday evening, we'll be rebroadcasting part two of The World Transformed, and anti-aging experts Terry Grossman and Aubrey de Grey will join us to discuss the era of indefinite lifespan. I certainly hope you'll be able to join us for all of our upcoming programs. And until next time, live to see it.
Blog Talk Radio.